Cole Caulfield, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for taking the time. How fun is it right now to be a Montreal Canadian?
It's good times. I think everybody was waiting for this kind of moment. I think we put ourselves in a pretty good spot here down the stretch.
Your line is just amazing right now. Some coaches talk to you about the hottest line in the NHL right now. Talk to me about that synergy that you have with Susie, with Slav. What you guys are doing out there is just amazing.
Yeah, I think, you know, when we're playing at our best, you know, we're pretty effective out there, and I think we're doing that pretty consistently right now. I think, you know, there's always more that we want to, you know, get, but, you know, right now it's a pretty good stepping stone.
Somewhere at the beginning of the year, Stéphane Robida said on the ice, why not us, why not now? You guys had two amazing stretches down the line, some rough patches. Is there a moment that we didn't see on camera somewhere at the restaurant in the dressing room where it clicked and you said, again, why not us, why not now?
I mean, I don't think there's quite that time. I think, maybe after the Four Nations break, I thought we kind of decided that this is kind of our season, how those next couple games went, and right now we're just trying to keep that going.
Playoff hockey is always fun, but in front of a full sellout crowd at Bell Center is something different that you've never experienced still. What is it to play meaningful games right now in front of fans?
Yeah, it's these past couple ones have been really fun. That's what you get for playing in Montreal and doing well and being successful, and none of us have really kind of got to experience that. So these home games are really special for us, and we just want to put on our best game for them.
Josh Anderson played an awesome game last night, got a first star. When he went to the center of the ice, that crowd was so loud. How was he feeling when he got back to the locker room? What did he tell you guys?
when we were in the room, we could just hear the crowd from the locker room, and that says a lot. That's pretty cool. I don't even know if he could get many words out on the mic out there. So it says a lot. It's a very special place for all of us, and very lucky to call it home.
You seem to have a very special bond with your coach, Marty St. Louis. Where does Marty rank in all the coaches that you've had in your career?
Probably one. I think it doesn't get much better than that. Obviously, looking up to a guy like that growing up, and then getting to kind of see day to day, how he guides you, how he teaches you. It's probably different than many coaches, but yeah. I think he gets a lot out of his players, and very well respected, and how he goes about things, and the practices are fun too. So very lucky to have him.
He said something fun and very rare from a coach. Like, it's very easy to be honest with players. Do you have a very honest relationship with him?
Yeah, I think that's probably the only way to go about it, especially, with the jobs that we have. There's always more guys coming up trying to take your spot. So yeah. Honesty's, probably the biggest thing that we go through. And to have that relationship with your coach, it's very special.
33 goals right now. Will you make it to 40?
I better.
What was do you have personal expectation before the end, before the beginning of the season that you're trying to meet right now, or?
No, I'd probably just say making the playoffs. I think individual stuff comes from team success, and just want to help the team out as much as I can.
You played in almost every game from the past 2 years. What does it mean for you? What kind of message does it send out? Because you went through a lot, like hearing that you're too small to play in the NHL and everything, but now you have a very, very solid streak of games. It's meaningful.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you want to be out there every game. That's why they pay you. They want you to be out there. And, for me, just taking care of myself every day and doing the right things and kind of, just being there daily, keeping the locker room lights. And, we have a bunch of guys that are, maybe playing through things, and they always show up every day ready to work. Yeah. And, that's what you need in the locker room.
When you scored in Montreal against San Jose for a game-winning goal, you scored probably the most exciting goal in the NHL this year. And some of our listeners wanted to know, why did you throw your stick in the stands right away? What went through your mind at that time?
Honestly, not sure. Two of my buddies have done it before. And, after kind of a move like that, it was just kind of instinctual. But got a couple laughs from the guys, and I was just kind of lucky it went over the glass. It was a tough angle.
And you made somebody very, very happy. You play with guys like Corey Perry, Eric Staal, Shea Weber, Tyler Toffoli, Edmondson, Jarrett, Petrie, Carey Price, guys you were looking up to. right now you and Nick are becoming those guys for some young players on the team. Are you transitioning from the one looking up to players from the player being looked up at?
Yeah, I mean, that's it's pretty cool to, for me, the people that I've gotten to play with and learn from and see how they handle themselves. And it's pretty cool to kind of have guys that look up to you, but you know, you just want to make sure they know that they're a part of it too, and yeah, kind of bring them along that way, because they're very important pieces to our team. And you know, I always like to say we're team first here, and we don't just have one guy; it's a collective group. And you know, I think that's the only way to win these days.
Yeah, we're talking about the excitement of the Bell Center, with the, getting the crowd going. You're a big part of it. Nick's a big part of it, but Lennartson's a big part of it. How was it to play on the ice with that kind of D-man behind you?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to defend him. Get to do it in practice. It's pretty tough. But, you know, just how mature and calm he is back there, it's pretty crazy. And, you know, you want to be out there with him at the puck. And just how much he creates and how much he does every shift, it's very cool. And, you know, his compete level is off the charts. And just the guy that we're really lucky to have, and he's going to do a lot of great things.
Last thing that I want to show you, last year after a game against Vegas, you met with a young kid, Tristan, lost his mother to cancer. She was 37 years old. He's the son of my god, the godmother of my my god. I asked Chantal and you said yes right away. I just want to thank you for that again, because you did something very, very good for a kid that needed that at the moment. And every time I meet with him, he's talking to me about that moment where he met you, and he still talks about it. And you made it easy for him as it goes in a rough patch to just spend that moment with you.
Yeah, that's the least I could do, I think, for a situation like that. Nobody knows truly what you go through with things like that, but just glad I could be there for him.
Yeah, and congratulations to Johnny again, and great season with number 13. Seems to work pretty well.
Very lucky.
All right. Hey, Cole, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thanks.